Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3326BN. Today's date is April 10th, 2024, and the title of the episode is People Are Learning the Truth, Plan is Working, Next Big Push, Some of All Fears. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Has investing got you stressed? Is it too complicated? Well, don't leave your money in the bank. It's losing value. Get it working. Invest in precious metals with Noble Gold Investments. It's simple, real, and always there for you. Real through history's toughest times. And Noble Gold Investments, American experts, make it easy. If you're after an IRA and you qualify, you'll even get a free quarter ounce gold standard coin. Keep it simple. You can't go wrong with precious metals. Invest with Noble Gold Investments. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, they are now panicking like we've never seen before. Everything is not going their way. Actually, it's the opposite of what you're seeing. Remember, they are now panicking and struggling to stop Trump. If they had full control, they wouldn't have to try to stop him. If they had full control, you would never know anything about Biden's shell companies, his money laundering schemes. If they were in full control, they would have control over the House. If they were in full control, they wouldn't have the House reject the FISA warrants. Actually, this is all working against them. And if they were in full control, they wouldn't be losing the people of this country, which means the plan is working. The people are waking up. The poll numbers show that the people are waking up. The people are no longer believing the deep state. They are learning the truth. They're seeing the criminal syndicate, and they're starting to understand, wow, this country has been taken over by a criminal system. It has been operating here for a very long time. And every move that Trump makes, he is now destroying the old guard. That's right. He is destroying the old guard with every move he makes. A little bit by a little bit, he is now chipping away at the old guard. Think about what he just did with abortion. He completely removed that talking point from the D's, from the rhinos. It's gone. They can't even use it. He pushed it down to the states. It's not even an issue anymore. And now what do they have? All they have now is what they've done to this country. The student loan cancellations. You think that's working for Biden? No. The young generation, they're not going along with it. They're saying, you know what? Even though you're canceling the student loans, it doesn't matter. You're destroying the country. We're going with the guy that's going to build the country up. So the plan has been working. The people are waking up. The deep state is no longer in control. They're trying to get Trump at every turn. That's all they have left. Because remember, they don't have to do any of this if they're in complete and utter control. They don't have to do any of this stuff if they're in control. Just go back to 2016. Were they worried about Trump back then? Were they doing all these events? Were they indicting him? No, you know why? Because they knew they had the popular vote. They knew they had the cheating system. And they knew at that time that the Electoral College went along with the popular vote. So they didn't worry about Trump. They used, you know, their statistics on the TV to make it seem like he was losing and he was never going to catch up. But they weren't really worried because their cheating system was in place. And they knew that they had the popular vote because remember, Hillary Clinton won by 3 million votes. They thought the Electoral College was just going to follow through. And when they didn't, this completely caught them off guard. But again, they thought they had it. They thought they were in control. This is why there was no indictments. That's why there was no events. That's why nothing was happening. This time around, if you go back to 2020, what did they do? They had to pull out all the stops. They had to release a virus on the world to scare the people enough to stay inside using fake statistical numbers to usher in mail-in ballots and drop boxes to basically rig the system, overthrow the United States government, and remove Trump. And on top of that, have riots in the streets. Think about this for a second. Now here we are in 2024. They haven't stopped him. He's still coming. And now what are they doing? Indictment, indictment, indictment. Soon, probably, they'll probably convict him, throw him in jail. in the clink, as Trump would say, which means an overnight stay. And I do believe this is going to work in his favor if that actually happens. But you know the indictments aren't going to work in the end, because once he gets to the appeal courts, everything falls apart. And everything they're trying to do, where they're trying to convince the voters that he's not the guy, it's working in reverse. It's backfiring on them. That means they're going to have to take this to the next level. And you can see they're already planning this. And I do believe the next big push is going to be the sum of all fears. It's going to be the scare event to try to scare the people into doing what they want them to do, because this is exactly what they do. They're so desperate, this is what they have to do. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are prepared and ready for this. They know that they're going to try to do this. And once they do this, it's game over for them, because what happens? They use their illegals, the invasion, the people that are invading this country, and those people who are attacking the country, they are now an army of the deep state. And if we're being attacked from inside and we're being attacked by foreign governments because of cyber attacks, what does that mean? It means that the Patriots take control. They're already in control, but we're coming full circle. How do you explain to people that the military took control November 3rd and it was completed on January 6th? If you brought the military onto the streets right now, would people just believe it? Would they say, oh yeah, that's a good idea? No, you couldn't do it. So you need some other type of event to actually explain why the military will be on the streets, why the military will be guarding the elections, why the military will be rounding up all the illegals. We're coming full circle right now. And I do believe Trump has played this perfectly. And we could see the deep state, they're them trying to get their FISA warrants, that completely backfired on them. Remember, they used the FISA to spy on Trump. Actually, who spied on Trump? Obama. So do you think this is the start of it all? Yes, FISA equals the start. And I do believe it is the start. And yes, Trump has all the declassified information. Remember, he was in the White House. He's able to see everything that they have done. He can take whatever he wants. He can declassify whatever he wants. Why? Because he's the president of the United States. Why do you think the deep state is going after him? Because they're looking for all this information. They don't know where any of this is. What does he have? What did he take? I don't know. This is what they're panicking over right now. But he has it all. And yes, it will all come out. And I do believe when the change of batter is prepared and ready, Trump is prepared and ready to counter what they're trying to do here. And people are going to learn quite a bit, especially about who was selling uranium to Russia and who did Russia give it to. Because remember, the isotopes, they could be traced, just like in the movie Sum of All Fears. I do believe that's about to happen. I don't mean tomorrow, but I think that's building up right now. And we'll discuss why in a little bit. But first, Hollywood is completely failing right now in their attempt to further normalize anti-white racism, because they put out a movie, and it's the American Society of Magical Negroes, which is absolutely ridiculous. And it all has to do with whites and blacks. But the movie completely and utterly fell apart, and they lost a lot of money. People didn't go to see it. They pulled it from the theaters. And there's one huge message coming from all this, that America isn't the racist country it's being sold as by the social justice left. And since the people didn't go to see it, that tells the whole story. Plus, when you start to do these things, the story is pretty darn bad. So when you start to look at Disney, when you start to look at different movies and all this, where they're trying to convince everyone that America is racist, well, that entire push is completely falling apart. And like we said from the very, very beginning, when the Francis Scott Key was destroyed by the deep state players, we knew that they were going to try to rename that bridge. And that's exactly what they're going to try to do right now. The civil rights group, they're calling for the collapsed Baltimore Bridge to be renamed when it's rebuilt, citing accusations of racism against National Anthem author Francis Scott Key. But again, we discuss the National Anthem. It had nothing to do with the slaves of today. They were when he wrote the song, he was talking about the British. So once again, this entire push is not going to work. But we knew this is what they were going to try to do. And yes, there were many different agendas associated with that. And I do believe that was a message sent to the American people that we're going to destroy this country, because that's what they've been trying to do this entire time. And what's very interesting is you could see all these individuals that they put into government. They're not the best of the best. They install the people where those people can be controlled. They could be bribed, blackmailed, and they put these people in the place because all they need them to do is do their bidding. They don't want them to think. They don't want the smartest person in there. They don't want a logical thinking person in there. They want a person that will just go along with what they say, and the people will be happy with the money that they're giving them. And they keep them in control by bribing them and blackmailing them. And this is becoming very, very noticeable from when these people come out with their statements. Remember going back in time when Hank Johnson, he was worried about Guam, where it would capsize if we put too much equipment on the island. And now we have Sheila Jackson Lee tells Texan students that the planet Moon is made up of mostly gases. Kash Patel responded to this and said, "There aren't words for this kind of stupidity. Though if all you care about is race baiting, then you never have to learn anything. Case in point, a total indictment of the education system, at least the one she went to." And this is what DEI is going to produce in the future. Because again, the deep state is showing you, these are the people that we want. This is the level of thinking that we want you at, so we can control you. Do you think DEI is going to get the best of the best? No. Look at Congress. Just look at the people they installed. These are the people that they want. This is what they want this country to be. And it's becoming very, very clear. But we could see that Biden right now, he has gone after the person that stole Ashley Biden's diary, and they sentenced her to 1 month in prison and 3 months probation. And also she was fined. So this is very interesting, because a New York federal judge sentenced the woman. I didn't know stealing a diary is a federal case. So let me see. If I called up the police and I said my diary was stolen, would this be a federal case at this point? No, it wouldn't. They'd probably laugh, wouldn't they? I do believe so. So why did they do this? Because they wanted to punish the person that published all of this, because it's true. That's why, because if it wasn't true and it was all made up, they wouldn't care. Maybe they would sue for defamation, saying, "Oh, you defame me." But again, why didn't they do that? Because they know it's true. They know it's her diary. So all of that completely and utterly just fell apart around them, just like the Hunter Biden laptop. Everything that we were told is fake, phony, and false is actually real. Remember, Biden and the fake news and the intelligence agencies, they protect each other. They're part of the criminal syndicate. And this is what people are seeing now. Now, what's very interesting is Biden is still out there trying to convince people that he's looking for a way to shut down the border. And he doesn't want to look like a dictator if he does it. So wait a minute. He's looking for a way to shut down the border, but didn't he open the border up? See, the people should ask, who was responsible for all the executive orders Biden already signed to open the border? Who was responsible for the EOs that crippled energy independence? Who clearly didn't write them? Well, not him. It was his staffers, Obama, the rest. And he doesn't want to look like a dictator, but it seems like he never worries about all the gun control laws or executive orders that he's pushing. Because again, those are the people's rights. What happened when he issues orders forcing schools to permit boys to play against girls? He has no problem strong-arming schools to strip girls of their privacy rights by forcing them to share locker rooms with males flashing their penises. No problem with that. He continually and unconstitutionally has taxpayers pay off student debts. He brags about how he doesn't care about how the Supreme Court ruled on this unconstitutional act. And not once has he worried about all the dictatorial regulations issued by his EPA that will unilaterally force people to give up their gas vehicles and appliances. He doesn't worry about the government forcing people to buy expensive health insurance policies. He supported firing people who exercise their free will to decline vaccines. Biden's military doesn't believe people have free speech rights to the Trump supporters. And now he's worrying about shutting down the border because he doesn't want to look like a dictator. I mean, that's laughable right now. He's the one who opened it all up. And I think people understand this. Actually, you know what people see? They see that he is a dictator. And you know what the people see at the border? It is an invasion. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, yes, it's an invasion. Voters say of border crisis. Nearly two-thirds of American voters believe the situation along the Mexican border should be called an invasion. And that is absolutely right. And this is why the House decided, you know something? We caught Mayorkas in a lie. We're going to impeach him. He's not shutting down the border. It's a national security threat. He's going against his oath. And they voted to have him impeached. Now we have Chuck Schumer, and he says impeachment should never be used to settle policy disagreements. And he's trying to basically stop it. He's going to shelve it. We're not going to do this. Wendy Patterson responded to this on X and said, Schumer calls letting 11 million criminal illegals into our country a policy disagreement. Tell that to the families of all murdered American families that these criminals murdered that Mayorkas let into our country illegally. Absolutely. And if you shouldn't have impeachments to, you know, settle policy disagreements, this is going to be big news to Trump and his supporters. What changed? Because didn't they impeach him because of policy disagreements? Really think about that for a second. Ted Cruz put this out and said, the precedent is crystal clear. The Senate has a duty to put Mayorkas on trial. Chuck Schumer's plan to table the articles of impeachment violates Senate rules and the Constitution. Elon responded to this and said, yep, it does. And what are they? Why are they doing this? Because, again, they know that Mayorkas is following the policies of the deep state players. He's all part of it. He lies to Congress. And can you imagine during the election year if Mayorkas was impeached because of the border? This would look absolutely terrible. And since he decided to table this, if he can, I guess maybe he doesn't really have the votes to stop it. Or he doesn't want this out in the public realm, because think about all the evidence that they would be producing. And the American people would see it all. Even if he wasn't impeached, the American people would see what he actually did, because they would have all the information and they would show that the border was never secure. They opened the border. They reversed all the executive orders. They're the ones who created this mess. And this is what they don't want the American people to see. But the American people are already seeing this. They already get it, because you can see from the polls, they're not fooled by what the Biden administration is doing, what the deep state's doing, what the fake news is doing. The people are no longer believing this. Just like people are no longer believing that abortion is a right, because now it shows that it isn't a right. The government gave it, the government took it away, which means it's not a right. And actually, Trump, he played this perfectly. Think about what he's been showing the people. He's been showing that the D's, they use abortion as their main, one of their main issues. The rhinos, they use it as one of their main issues. And all the rhinos who say, oh yeah, we must ban abortion, those rhinos then backtrack on what they're saying. And they say, okay, 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 10 weeks, and they start negotiating. So this whole thing is a political talking point, and Trump got rid of it. And what he's doing is he's pointing out all these individuals who said, let's have a ban, let's have a ban, let's have a ban, like Lindsey Graham, like Mike Pence. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following: former Vice President, thank you, President Trump, Mike Pence has been doing a lot of talking about abortion lately. He never felt I would be able to kill Roe versus Wade and bring it back to the states where, according to all legal scholars, it belongs. He started at no abortion for any reason, and then allowing abortions for up to 6 weeks, then up to 15 weeks, and then who knows? But it doesn't matter, because the radical left Democrats will never approve anything on this issue. And Republicans don't have anywhere close to the number of senators necessary to make it matter. Mike has been getting very bad advice from Mark Long and others. That's why he's polling at 1%. With better advice, he would be polling at a solid 2% and maybe even more. Everyone must ask Democrats if they would allow abortion in the 7th, 8th, 9th month, or allow the execution of a baby after birth, as was suggested by the former Democratic governor of Virginia. They are the radicals, not the Republicans. Trump, he removed the issue from the presidential election. he now is exposing those who are using this as a talking point during campaigns, and at any moment they would basically fold on the issue. They said, no, we have to have a ban. All right, 2 weeks. All right, 4 weeks, which means they're not really serious. They're just using it as a political argument. Trump removed this talking point from the D's. They can try to bring it up, but this is a state issue, not a federal issue anymore, which means Trump is forcing them into his issues campaign. And think about what he's done now. It's almost like the economy. You have the red states and you have the blue states. The red states, they're not allowing the illegals in. They're not allowing the vote. They're not giving them the jobs. They're not going green. They're not doing these things. And the red states, they're prospering. People are moving to the red states. And people are looking at the blue states and the blue cities, especially. And they're saying, wow, this is a complete and utter disaster. And think about what abortion's going to do. You're going to see the same thing happen there. Remember, the blue states, the blue cities, they're all pushing their policies. The green policy, they're pushing abortion, they're pushing everything they possibly can do. And what in the end, you're going to see a very big difference between the red states and the blue states and the blue cities. At that point, since you have both sides now, you will see it very, very clearly. You'll see that the policies that they've been pushing for a very long time do not work, which means more and more people are going to move out of these areas, and these cities, these states, they're going to implode on themselves. Meanwhile, the red states, the red cities that are not following these policies, they're going to flourish. And yes, people are going to notice the difference. They're going to see it very, very clearly. And the move that Trump just made pretty much stripped the deep state of their talking points, and it stripped them of their entire agenda with Planned Parenthood, the black community, because that's really who it affects. And the people now are going to see a very big difference. And I do believe Trump, he wanted the people to see it, because sometimes you got to show them. Sometimes the people must see it to understand it. Because again, remember, the deep state players, they tell people a lot of things. But until you see it, you don't realize how bad it really is, because the deep state always likes to make it seem like it's great. Just like the Green New Scam. Oh, we can make the earth a green place. There'll be no pollution. It'll be perfect electric cars. Until you see what their true plan is. Their true plan is not to have everyone living in harmony in a beautiful green planet. Their entire agenda is depopulation control, having you eat bugs and you won't be able to travel because they want to keep you in this small little area called the smart cities, and they want complete and utter control over you with your bank account and what you spend on. And if you actually have a different thought, they will basically shut you down. That's their true agenda. So Trump, he needs to show everyone the truth. And what's very interesting is that Arizona Supreme Court, they upheld an 1,864 abortion law banning nearly all abortions in the southwestern U.S. state. So here we go, and we could see that we're going to see a very big difference moving forward. Now, today was the big vote on the Pfizer renewal bill, and we could see there were a lot of individuals who were completely against it. Because remember, Pfizer system actually allows the deep state players to spy on the American people. Because it's very easy to do, because when they capture a lot of data or when they use it with other countries where they get the information, they get the American people's information, they can see it, and they use this to spy on Trump. And Thomas Massie points out something very, very interesting in this bill, where Congress, they gave themselves a carve-out in the reauthorization of FISA 702 warrantless spying on Americans. The bill requires the FBI to notify and seek consent from Congress before violating the privacy of a congressman. So wait a minute. So the FBI has to go to Congress first before they can actually use their information, or if they're being spied on, they can't use anything unless they get the consent of the congressman or congresswoman. What about the American people? Oh, wait, no, different rule for that. Actually, Marjorie Taylor Greene responded to this and said, rules for thee, but not for me. Congress knows that the FBI abuses FISA so badly to spy on hundreds of thousands of Americans that Congress basically wrote in its own warrant requirement for congressmen. The American people deserve the same. I'm voting no. And she's absolutely right. Remember, let's go back a little bit in time. Remember all the people that signed the FISA warrant to spy on Trump? Well, Shadow of Ezra put this out and said, Dana Boente, acting attorney general, Rod Rosenstein, deputy attorney general, Sally Yates, deputy attorney general, James Comey, director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe, deputy director of the FBI, Ann Conway, FISA court judge, Rosemary Collier, FISA court judge, Raymond Deary, FISA court judge, Michael Mosman, FISA court judge. What is the penalty for treason? Because again, they use the FISA to spy on Trump. Now, Enoch, his Enoch News Blast, he put out something very, very interesting on X, and he says, do you believe in coincidences? And shows a graph with all these different posts from X and pointing to a post. So you have Matt Gaetz, you have Lauren Boebert, Jim Jordan, Representative Dan Bishop, Matt Rosendale, Chip Roy, and the rest saying, and they all say the same thing, get a warrant, FISA, get a warrant, FISA. And there's many, many people on here. And this actually points to post 3921, and it says FISA indictments equals start. That's very interesting. Is that a coincidence? I don't believe so. And then Trump today, as they were voting, he said, kill FISA. It was illegally used against me and many others. They spied on my campaign, DJT. So who spied on his campaign? Oh, this brings us back to Obama again. Obama spied on his campaign. Is this a coincidence? I think not. So Enoch, once again, from Enoch's News Blast, points to Trump's truth and the date on here, points to post 3929 with the April 10th date. It says FISA indictments equals start, public justice. Points to FISA with post 3934, same date, April 10th. And down below it says placeholder, FISA. So this is the beginning, and I do believe we're going to see information coming out about FISA and who was spying on Trump. I do believe this is going to be saved for the change of batter, and I do believe that will be coming up very, very soon. But the House voted 228 to 193 against the bill reauthorizing the government's surveillance capacities. So they failed to renew Section 702 of FISA before it expires later this month, which means the deep state players, they're in a tough spot because this is what they used to spy on many, many people. So now what are they going to do? This is going to be very interesting. I don't believe Trump and the Patriots actually need FISA right now since they overthrew the United States government. Military intelligence then takes over. Think about that for a second. And they don't have government oversight. Remember, they're above NSA. They're above all these different agencies. So I do believe Trump now has complete and utter control. And now the deep state players, well, they're in trouble. Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to break the law to spy on people. But again, they're in trouble right now. They're panicking, which means they're not in control. And what's very interesting is we've come to find out that a CIA officer and former FBI agent, they boasted about entrapping American people. They target people and they go after them. Is this what our agency should be used for? I mean, really think about this for a second. Kaneko the Great put this out and said, CIA officer and former FBI agent boasts about entrapping Americans, targeting Alex Jones and 20 undercover FBI agents working the Capitol on January 6th. You can kind of put anyone, this is what the CIA agent is saying, you can kind of put anyone in jail if you know what to do. You set them up. We call it a nudge. Kaneko the Great responded to this and said, hey, wait a minute. Is this one of the undercover FBI agents at the Capitol on January 6th? The DOJ sentenced the January 6th protester to 10 years in prison for breaking a Capitol window. Suspiciously, a masked man wearing an earpiece was also caught on video breaking a Capitol window, but has never been added to the FBI's most wanted list, arrested, or charged. In the video, the unidentified man encourages the journalist to break the window, saying, why don't you guys open up the rest of it? The journalist responds, because I think that would probably be illegal. So is that what he means by nudging? I do believe so. So we have the CIA and the FBI entrapping people in this country and nudging them to do things. Is this what we saw on January 6th? Absolutely. Is this what happened with the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping? Yes. Do we see this happening with mass shootings? Yes. Let's talk about protecting your health. It's official, the FDA lied, and I think we all knew it. And every government agency was complicit in demonizing life-saving medications these last 4 years. As of Thursday, March 21st, the court ruled against the FDA and mandated the removal of all previous social media posts that specifically addressed the use of ivermectin for the treatment or prevention of COVID-19. Remember this doozy. You're not a horse. You're not a cow. Seriously, y'all stop it. Well, now the FDA has been mandated by the court to delete these posts because they lied and people died. Anyone who's paying attention knows that the medical tyrants are far from done with us. But Americans are waking up and understanding that now more than ever, we need to have these life-saving medications on hand. They aren't just remedies. They're lifelines for the next time, because there will be a next time. This prescription kit contains 8 life-saving medications, including ivermectin, amoxicillin, and Z-Pak, plus a guidebook to tell you exactly how and when to use them. You won't find anything like it in a store or pharmacy. Every American should have at least one of these kits in their home. Ordering your kit is simple and takes less than 2 minutes. Go to twc.health/x22 and use code X22 to purchase your kit with $30 off and free shipping. For the cost of a single doctor's visit, all 8 prescription medications will be shipped right to your door. 2024 is the year to be prepared. It is an election year after all. Safeguard your health today by going to twc.health/X22 and use X22 at checkout or click the link in the description. They are the enemy of the people. It's part of they're part of the criminal syndicate. They are criminals. That's what they're, stand up citizens, don't do this to the American people. You do this when you're running a criminal system. When you're in a tyrannical government, you go after the citizens of the country. And that's what we're seeing right now. We're back to the first Revolutionary War. We're back to the tyrannical government. Where back then, it was the British government, which was the government at the time. Now we have another tyrannical government. No, it's not the government of the people for the people. It's the government for the criminal system. It's their system. They took it over. They pushed the people out and they took over. They are the tyrannical government. This is why Trump is building the counterinsurgency. He needs the people to take it back. That's why this is so important, because you can't take it back until you see all of this play out. Do you really want the country back? Do you really want to live like this? Do you really want a tyrannical government ruling over you? Do you really want someone censoring your speech, throwing you in prison, having you beaten, having you controlled the rest of your life? Well, if you don't want that, take the country back. But again, how would you know that unless you go through this? Because you can't take a country back unless you know what you're taking it back from. And I think now people, they're learning the truth. They're learning a lot. Wall Street Apes put this out and said, every time the FBI and CIA get exposed for planting evidence and fabricating crimes to take down people like they did with real Alex Jones, today I'd like to share this testimony that the FBI admitted to planting child porn on people's computers multiple times. Cheryl Atkinson says the following. One of the federal agents involved said that they intended to plant child porn in my husband's computer. This is the FBI. There's been a case that's currently in litigation unrelated in which a FBI agent has testified that they did that. They have done that. It was not accomplished in my case. I guess the curtain was drawn on the facet of my case before them doing it. But imagine, how'd you ever get out of that? There's nothing these three-letter agencies won't do to maintain control and execute the 1% agenda. Absolutely. And you can see that the CIA is not just involved here in the United States. The CIA is involved in all the other countries. Mike Benz put this out and said, 1 year before Brazil's 2022 election, International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance, funded by CIA, cut out NED. Held a censorship planning summit where the NED-backed rep said goal was to end international exchange of ideas between Trump and Bolsonaro groups. Then he says, why, you may ask, was the CIA's most notorious front organization holding meetings about how to pre-censor the Brazilian internet to stop Brazilians from questioning the results of an election that was still a year away? Well, think about it. They needed Bolsonaro replaced. They needed Lula in there. They overthrew the government in Brazil. They overthrew the government here in the United States. Everyone sees the pattern. Everyone's now starting to see it. And who's been orchestrating a lot of this? The CIA. They're part of the deep state. They're part of the criminal syndicate. They're not for the American people. Not at all. And now the people, they see it. They understand it. And this is just going to get a lot worse for them as time goes on, because the people are going to see the evidence. Actually, there was a post that says the CIA, it's just too dirty. We won't be able to clean it. So we're going to just have to get rid of it. And I do believe we're going to have to get rid of it. Now, we could see that war now is definitely building all over the place. And we're getting signs that the deep state players, most likely they're planning something pretty darn big. Remember, we're coming up with scare events, and we know that they want to try to bring us to war. But first, let's start with what's happening out in Israel right now. Because remember, the fake news, Biden and the rest, they're saying there's genocide happening in Gaza. Well, Lloyd Austin, he was testifying in front of Congress, and Tom Cotton asked him, listen, do you have any information about genocide in Gaza? And Austin said, no, there isn't. Israel is not committing genocide in Gaza. We don't have any evidence of that. So all these news stories and everything that they're talking about is, once again, BS. Why are they doing this? Because they never expected Israel to continue on destroying the terrorists. They thought they would stop, and that would be that. And this is why Biden is panicking. This is why Obama's panicking. And this is why they have their foot soldiers out there protesting all over the place, saying, cease fire, cease fire. Biden says Israel is making a mistake in handling of the Gaza war, and he wants them to stop what they're doing. Well, why would they? Destroy all the terrorists and remove the threat. That's what you do. And what's very interesting, why isn't he concerned about the American people that are there? There's 8 Americans that are being held hostage by Hamas. Is he having any type of peace negotiation with Hamas? How come they aren't released? How come there isn't a rescue mission? Yael Barter put this out and said, 8 Americans are being held hostage by Hamas in Gaza. Eden Alexander, New Jersey. Omer Nutra, New York. Segu Dekel Chen, Connecticut. Hirsch Goldberg Pollen, California. Keith Siegel, North Carolina. How come Biden isn't going in? How come there isn't a rescue mission? How come they're not even talking about it? Really think about this. And Trump, again, here's another issue. Trump is using this against him. Patriots are Control and X put this out and said, President Trump is being interviewed on Real America's Voice, and he said, Biden is no fan of Israel. Any Jewish person that votes for Biden does not love Israel. They are on the side 100% of the Palestinians. I've been more pro-Israel than any other president by far, and Jewish Democrats are noticing. If people like Michael Rappaport are considering voting for Trump, you know people are waking up. And he's absolutely right. And I do believe as the people see more and more of this, because remember, Biden is taking orders from Obama. Obama's with the Palestinian people, Muslim Brotherhood. He's not for Israel. So people are going to see this, and this is an issue that Trump is going to use against them, because I do believe in the end, all of this is going to come out. Just like everything that's coming out with Ukraine right now. And what's very interesting is Russia's highest investigative body announced that it has launched an official criminal probe into senior officials in the United States and other NATO countries who are suspected of financing terrorism acts. So this is all now linked to Burisma Holdings. You know Burisma Holdings, Hunter Biden sat on the board there. Well, Clandestine put this out and said, Russian MOD opened a criminal probe into senior U.S. and NATO officials. They claim that Hunter Biden's Burisma Holdings, operating in Ukraine, received millions in funding to carry out terror attacks in Russia. Essentially, Russia military are accusing the Biden regime, deep state, of using non-government organizations to launder U.S. funding to pay for terrorist attacks, including the horrific Crocus City Hall attack that claimed 143 innocent lives, the same method they used to fund all their other offshore criminality. Regardless of who you believe is responsible, tensions have never been higher, and the U.S. and Russia seem to be on a collision course for direct kinetic warfare and thus full-scale World War III. And I do believe that's where we're headed. And again, who has to kick this off? The deep state players. Russia's not going to come in and say, hey, we got to have war now. They're not going to go nuclear. It's the deep state players. The deep state players, they are panicking. And what's very interesting is going back in time, we had many different posts about some of all fears, where there was a nuclear bomb that was exploded here in the United States. And they try to make it look like that Russia was responsible for this. But when you analyze the isotopes, it didn't come from Russia. Because remember, you can track the isotopes of uranium. And what's very interesting about this is during March Madness, the New Jersey National Guard's 21st Weapons of Mass Destruction Civil Support Team, Delaware National Guard's WMD-CST, and Idaho's National Guard WMD-CST conducted a hypothetical search for domestic nuclear terrorists inside the Cure Insurance Arena in Trenton, New Jersey. That's very interesting. The U.S. Army reported that the New Jersey, Idaho, and Delaware National Guard participated in interagency biological, chemical, nuclear, radiological, and explosive training from March 25th to 28th during the height of the college basketball March Madness tournament. Guard members, FBI agents, and state law enforcement officers were given a hypothetical scenario that stated in just a few hours, more than 10,000 people will crowd the facility to listen to Vice President of the United States. The scenario continued. The FBI has just received intelligence that a well-resourced domestic terrorist group has planted bombs, including one with cesium-137, a radioactive isotope, in the arena. After being given the domestic terrorist scenario, guard members were commanded to search for the nuclear bomb inside the stadium that seats over 8,000 people. That's very interesting. So let's see. What happens if they planted something? They don't detonate it. And they say, hey, this bomb came from Russia. What happens if we have a scare event like this in this country? What would happen? You think the people would say, holy crap, Russia is trying to attack us? Would this be the basis of, hey, we need to do something because we don't know what they're going to do next? I do believe they might try to use something like this. Actually, if you go back to Sum of All Fears, this is a very, very similar scenario. But in the Sum of All Fears, that nuclear weapon exploded. So this way, the United States would retaliate with their nuclear weapons. Now, what's very interesting about this might be Russia, it might be Iran, because right now the Washington Post put out an article that says, nuclear deal in tatters, Iran edges closer to weapons capability. So Iran now has a supply of highly enriched uranium that could be converted to weapons-grade fuel for at least three bombs in a time frame ranging from a few days to a few weeks. So that's very interesting. So let's go back to Post 1306, April 30th, 2018. Where did the uranium-1 material end up? Is this material traceable? Yes, it is. Well, it was sold to Russia, then it ended up where? Syria, maybe North Korea, Iran. Who sold this at uranium? Hillary Clinton, Obama, and the rest? Define cover. What if uranium-1 material ended up in Syria? What would be the primary purpose? Sum of all fears. In the movie, where did the material come from? What country? U.S. What would happen if Russia or another foreign state supplied uranium to Iran, Syria? War. Post 3734. And Anon on the board said, makes me think of this, Sum of All Fears. Down below it says, also think White Squall, RE Cuban Missile Crisis, JFK. This could be the scenario that they might use. That is very interesting. What happens if there's a standoff? What happens if there's a certain group, maybe Iranian, Russian, where they say, we're going to explode this, and people are scared, and this goes on for a couple of days. They can't get in there to disarm it because if anyone gets close, they will blow it up. Think about this for a second. Would they do this? I do believe so, to scare the people into going to war. Then, if you add a cyber attack onto that, they could say, holy crap, we have a nuclear weapon and we've just been cyber attacked. Now we can't have the elections. Are they building something up where they're trying to postpone the elections? I do believe so. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the fake news now is actually writing articles saying that it might be a possibility that Trump has a plan for Ukraine. It might be a possibility that he can have peace. And One's coming out of NBC News, and the other one is coming out of Politico, where it says Zelensky warns Russia has penetrated U.S. politics, invites Trump to Ukraine. So this is what this article says, and this is the NBC article, the first one. It says that Trump bragged that he could hammer out a peace deal in 24 hours, even as he refuses to articulate his strategy for pulling off such a feat. And it goes into, oh, maybe Trump does have a plan where he can say, okay, you keep this land, you keep that land, Russia, Ukraine, they're very happy. Then if you moved into the Zelensky article, he wants Trump to visit Ukraine. He wants to talk about peace, and he's not too fond of giving up Crimea because he says that Russia will invade no matter what later on. Now, again, the only reason Russia is invading is because the deep state players, they started this out in 2014 when they basically had the overthrow of the Ukrainian government. So I do believe this is being put out there because Trump is talking peace. They know war is coming. And once again, we can see that they're projecting out there that, yes, there could be peace and Trump may be able to usher in peace and we don't have to go to war. So this is very interesting as this all plays out, but I do believe they are planning on a scare event. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that this whole pandemic thing, it is completely and utterly falling apart. I don't even know if they can get another one kicked off the ground here, because Senator Rand Paul, he said 15 federal agencies knew in 2018 that Wuhan Lab was trying to create COVID-19. Not one person came forward and spoke the truth to the American people. So now we know that everyone knew, and it's all falling apart. And everyone's starting to learn that this was a plandemic. It wasn't a pandemic like they said. They used this to cheat in the election to overthrow the United States government because they couldn't allow Trump to stay in office because they knew that eventually what would happen is they all be in jail. But I do believe Trump, he needed this happen because he needed to take full and utter control of the country using the military, and he needed to wake the people up to have the counterinsurgency. And that's what we're experiencing right now. You might think it's bad. You might think, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. But think about how many people he's got to wake up. Think about how many D's he has to wake up. Remember, the American people, they have to take back the country from the tyrannical government. They have to send him a message. I'm talking about Trump. Look, we took it back. Now we need you to do the things that you told us you were going to do, and the people will accept it. If he just went into D.C. after the 2020 election with the military, it would be an all-out civil war. By the way, there's a war movie coming out called Civil War. You think the deep state, you think that's what they want? Absolutely. But the other thing that we've come to learn is that the Capitol Police, that is the foot soldiers for Pelosi and the rest. It's their Gestapo. Julie Kelly put this out and said, the annual budget for Congress Special Police Force is reaching $1 billion as it expands to other states and now hires its own prosecutors. Tasked to Biden DOJ to investigate and charge individuals for making threats to lawmakers. So the agency that has acted as Nancy Pelosi's little Gestapo, which fought to hide January 6th surveillance tapes, lied about death of Brian Sicknick, showcases officers who have lied under oath about the circumstances of January 6th, to name just a few problems, is using federal tax dollars to hire prosecutors. That's the job of the D.C. U.S. Attorney's Office, not USCP. The last thing Washington needs is more uncountable government lawyers deciding who is a threat and who is not. Because, of course, we already see which side faces consequences for threats and which side doesn't. Absolutely. And what's very interesting is that during the eclipse, the FBI quietly released unclassified file on Ashley Babbitt. And in this document that they put out on page 3, it was written that Babbitt is deceased and therefore this case is not being nominated to TSDB. TSDB stands for the Terrorist Screening Data. So basically, they see the American people as terrorists. But since she's dead, they don't have to do this. They're telling you the truth here. They're telling you that they can't stand the American people. They see the American people as terrorists because when you put in a puppet government, anyone that is against the puppet government is a terrorist. Just look at Libya. Just look at Ukraine. Just look at Lebanon. Just look at Iraq. When they put the puppet government in there, all those people that were going against the government, what did they call them? Al-Qaeda. And what did they do to keep the people back? They used drones. Obama did this. Think about that for a second. That's what they're doing here. They don't have the ability to use drones. But anyone that comes up against them, they call them a terrorist. And you could see that they need to get rid of Trump so they can come after the people, and Trump is in the way. This is why they're indicting him with everything that they have, even though they have nothing. It's all made up. But you could see that with Trump's hush money trial, the fake news, the judge, they are pushing something very, very interesting. And here's some of the articles. The Hill: Trump hush money jurors will be asked about QAnon, not political affiliation. So they're going to ask about QAnon. Why? That doesn't make any sense. What, or does it? And you could see what they're doing here. Patriots and Control on X says, if you're an Anon that uses critical thinking and questions everything, you won't be selected for the Trump trial. The sheer irony of that disqualifying you from a jury pool. Because they know that Anons, they research, they think logically, and they rip apart what they're trying to do. So do they want those people in there? Absolutely not. But what's very interesting is Michael Avenatti, you know, the guy that defended Stormy Daniels, went after Trump. The fake news said he was going to be the next president, and then he was thrown in jail because he ripped off his clients and, you know, laundered money, whatever he did. Well, what's very interesting is he put out a tweet, and he said the following: we can't be hypocrites when it comes to the First Amendment. It is outrageous that Cohen and Daniels can do countless TV interviews, post on social, and make a huge amount of money on bogus documentaries, all by talking shit about Trump, but he's gagged and threatened with jail if he responds. Actually, Trump responded to him and said, thank you to Michael Avenatti for revealing the truth about two sleazebags who have, with their lies and misrepresentations, cost our country dearly. Absolutely. And then Trump, he put this out on Truth. He goes, look what was just found. Will the fake news report it? So he shows the official statement from Stormy Daniels from January 30th, 2018, and it says, to whom it may concern. Over the past few weeks, I've been asked countless times to comment on reports of an alleged sexual relationship I had with Donald Trump many, many, many years ago. The fact of the matter is that each party to this alleged affair denied its existence in 2006, 2011, 2016, 2017, and now again in 2018. I am not denying this affair because I was paid hush money, as has been reported in overseas-owned tabloids. I'm denying this affair because it never happened. I will have no further comment on this matter. Please feel free to check me out on Instagram. Signed, Stormy Daniels. That's not going to work out well for them, is it? This is why she lost the other case, isn't it? And didn't Cohen have an affair with her? Didn't he pay her some hush money? Then he lied to Congress, and then he continually lied and lied and lied and lied. Well, it doesn't look like this is working out too well for them. And once again, the evidence is on Trump's side. But again, they're going to keep pushing because they need something to go after him. They have nothing, so they got to make it up. But the people, they get it. They see it. They understand it. Trump, he put this out and said, the White House thugs should not be allowed to have these dangerous and unfair Biden trials during my campaign for president. All of them, civil and criminal, could have been brought more than 3 years ago. It is an illegal attack on political opponent. It is communism at its worst. The election interference at its best. No such thing has ever happened in our country before. On Monday, I'll be forced to sit gag before a highly conflicted and corrupt judge whose hatred for me has no bounds. All of these New York and D.C. judges and prosecutors have the same mindset. Nobody but this Soros prosecutor, Alvin Bragg, wanted to take this ridiculous case. All legal scholars say it is a sham. Biden's DOJ is running the case. Just think of it. These animals want to put the former president of the United States, who got more votes than any sitting president, and the party's Republican candidate in jail for doing absolutely nothing wrong. It is a rush to the finish. So unfair. And I think Trump is letting everyone know that this might happen. That, again, you think he's going to get a fair trial? You think they're not going to say he's guilty? Of course they are. You think they're going to throw him in prison? Yes. Can he run for president in prison? Yes. Will he be there for months or years? No. He will get out. He will appeal. But that will help him like never before. And this will hurt the deep state like never before. I do believe this is part of the plan. Just like the mugshot. I mean, how many people have the coffee cup with the mugshot or the shirt with the mugshot? Think about how much he's sold. Think about what he's doing. He's showing you the tyrannical government. This is what a tyrannical government does. But you can see the people, they understand that the elections are rigged, that there's going to be cheating. And let me just read a couple of Rasmussen Report polls here. It says, a majority of Republicans and Hispanic voters think illegal alien votes will affect the outcome of this election. Here's another one. A majority, 57% of all U.S. likely voters now agree with Elon Musk. Stuff the country with millions of illegal immigrants, legalize them, equals permanent Democratic voting majority. This is exactly what they're trying to do. Rasmussen Reports asked this question. Should illegal immigrants be allowed to vote in elections? No. So if you look at all, 82% say no. Republicans, 88% say no. Independents, 89% say no. Democrats, 71% say no. Do people get it? Absolutely. And we can see the deep state players, they are building up the idea that chaos is coming. First, we had warnings about ISIS here. There was an ISIS individual that was arrested who was radicalized by ISIS. ISIS went into Russia and actually shot up people in the concert hall. And now we have another threat from ISIS. The Spanish police have confirmed that they are on high alert as the Islamic State issues threat against Champions League matches. So they're on high alert. So I do believe they're building the narrative right now, and they're going to be using ISIS for a lot of the chaos. And yes, the illegals will join in later. But again, we know that a cyber attack is coming. Actually, the World Economic Forum has told us this. They already ran a simulation. And now we have the IMF coming out saying the rising cyber threats pose serious concerns for financial stability. So they're already making the case that the financial sector is uniquely exposed to cyber risks, and cyber attacks have more than doubled since the pandemic. Are they trying to tell us something? Absolutely. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they want to use paper. They want to use voter ID in the end. And this is why Trump is continually mentioning it over and over and over, telling the people, yes, we need paper. We need voter ID. We need one day. Because when that time comes, when they say we can't have the elections because of a cyber attack, they're going to remember, why don't we just use paper? Why don't we just show our ID? Why can't we do it in one day? And what's very interesting about this, how the deep state says we don't need voter ID. Tim Young put this out and said, a valid ID was required to attend the Biden fundraiser with Clinton and Obama, but they don't want valid IDs for voting. Why do you need an ID for that, but not for the most sacred vote for this country, which is the president of the United States? I mean, really think about this. This should tell you everything you need to know. But Vivek, he came up with a solution, and it's very similar to Trump's. He says, this is how we move beyond fights over stolen elections and unite our country. Make Election Day a national holiday. Single-day voting. Paper ballots. Government-issue voter ID to match the voter file. English as the sole language that appears on the ballot. Simple. Scott Adams responded to this and said, this is how you know our election systems are designed for rigging. Facts. All Americans know Vivek's proposed voting system here would be secure and credible, unlike the current system. Two, there is no legitimate obstacle to implementing this improved system. Three, the improved system will not be implemented, nor will it be taken seriously. At the time, all sides agree election credibility is an existential threat to the country. It's right in front of our noses. The system is designed to not be audible. And there is only one reason for that. And if you notice, they don't want the system audited because it's a cheating system. We can't use the system. And I do believe this is the run-up to what is going to happen. I do believe in the end, we're going to need an event to push everyone into paper where the deep state will not have a choice on the matter because they're going to destroy their own system to try to stop Trump from winning the election, which is going to backfire on them. And I do believe in the end, we will need to use paper to stop foreign influence, to stop domestic influence, to stop the criminals. Let's go back to post 4951. Down below it says, How do you show the public the truth? How do you safeguard U.S. elections post POTUS? How do you remove foreign interference and corruption and install U.S.-owned voter ID laws and other safeguards? It had to be this way. Sometimes you must walk through the darkness before you see the light. And yes, sometimes you got to go through it so you see the truth. And I do believe we're going to see the truth. I think the people are seeing the truth. And I think the people, they're understanding that we're being ruled by a tyrannical government. And this is all about the 2024 elections. This is about taking back the country. And I think the people, they are getting it now. But again, this is the last push. The last push is to wake up the rest of the people. And this is going to wake up a lot of these. It doesn't mean that everything's all done once the elections happen. Because remember, the deep state, they're going to continue on. They're going to fight back with everything that they have. But the difference is Trump has the people behind him. Trump has the military. And with that, you have the counterinsurgency. You have what you need. You have the keystone. And you can go after the deep state. And the Patriots will go after the deep state. Why? Because they're in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.